Welcome to Ranch Hope Radio's The Wondrous Story, a 15-minute show and podcast brought to you each day from the Ranch Hope Ministry in Southern New Jersey. Your host today is Dave Bailey Jr., the CEO of Ranch Hope's ministry to children, youth, and families. For over 65 years, Ranch Hope Radio has shared a message of hope, an expectation of success, with listeners from around the world. Each day you'll hear of news from throughout the Christian community, the salt and light in the news. You'll hear music from a featured Christian artist, and we'll wrap it up with a short devotional message. All of this over the next 15 minutes. We hope that you are not only going to enjoy this time together, but pray God's message of hope will impact your life today. So let's get started. Here's today's Wondrous Story.
Welcome to another edition of Ranch Hope Radio's The Wondrous Story podcast. 15 minutes together, my friends, where we're going to share some music. And all this week, we've been listening to music of Danny Gokey. Then we're going to share some news from throughout our community, from near and far. And then wrap it up with an excerpt, an audio excerpt, from The Book of Hope, a devotional book written by my father, Reverend Dave Bailey Sr., where we look at the word hope throughout sacred scriptures from the book of Ruth onward and upward. We've come through Job. We're heading into the Psalms now, and we'd love for you to join us as we listen in to the book of hope. I'm Dave Bailey Jr., the executive director, CEO of Ranch Hope in our 60th year of ministering to children, youth, and families from throughout the state of New Jersey. Just great to be with you for the next 15 minutes. I appreciate you listening in. I would love to know that you're listening in. So shoot me, give me a call or shoot me an email at info@ranchhope.org and let me know that you're out there. It never ceases to amaze me in my travels and traveling the highways and byways. I come across people. And in fact, I was at a community walk just this week in Salem City, and a gentleman walking next to me from an energy company said, "Oh, I listen to your radio show." And I said, "Well, I'm glad that we have one listener." So it's not always easy to tell, folks, whether you're listening or not, whether this is having an impact. So we'd love to hear from you. Just give me a shout out and say, if nothing else, Dave, we're listening. Of course, you can always tap into our website, learn about more of what's happening at Ranch Hope and the Ranch Hope Ministry as we continue to expand and now celebrate our 60th anniversary of serving children, youth, and families here in New Jersey and beyond. Got a lot of new exciting things coming. Of course, our camp season, which we'll hit on when we get to our news desk. But just great to be with you. Again, Dave Bailey Jr., welcome to Ranch Hope Radio's The Wondrous Story.
Now let's listen in for today's Salt and Light in the News. Each day, the signs of the times provide us with news from throughout the Christian community, both here in the U.S. and throughout the world. Salt and Light is also a great way to stay up to date with what's happening at Ranch Hope Radio and events at the Ranch Hope Ministry. You can also visit our website, ranchhope.org, for more information about upcoming events, to listen to previous podcasts, or to learn more about getting involved at Ranch Hope. Now, let's get started with today's news, the signs of our times.
Well, if you were like me on Sunday, after getting other things taken care of, I watched the Masters and just really, really excited to see Scottie Scheffler win his second Masters green jacket in the past 3 years down at Augusta National in Georgia. On a leaderboard peppered with golf's biggest stars, Scheffler was unquestionably the man to beat. He entered Sunday's final round with the outcome still very much in doubt. The 27-year-old got a much-needed reminder that his true victory has already been purchased on his behalf. "I love winning. I hate losing. I really do," Scheffler said in his post-tournament press conference. "And when you're here in the biggest moments, when I'm sitting there with a lead on Sunday, I really, really want to win badly. And my buddies told me this morning my victory was secure on the cross." And that's a pretty special feeling to know that I'm secure forever. And it doesn't matter if I win this tournament or lose this tournament. My identity is secure forever. He continued later saying, "I believe that today's plans were already laid out many years ago, and I could do nothing to mess up those plans. I have been given a gift of this talent, and I use it for God's glory." The comments are similar to what he said after his first Masters win 2 years ago, when he was asked how he balances his desire to compete, which is fierce, without letting it define who he is as a person. The reason why I play golf is I'm trying to glorify God and all that he's done in my life, he said then. So for me, my identity isn't a golf score. Amen? Unfortunately, I have to confess, sometimes I feel like my identity on certain days at certain times is in a golf score. Working on it, folks, working on it. Now, some great music. Danny Gokey and his single, Stronger Than We Think. Chapter 21, Psalm 31, 24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Courage and hope, a great combination. The psalmist has written this verse at the conclusion of a cry for deliverance from danger and trouble. Many think that David wrote this psalm during his time of persecution by Saul. Others believe it was written even later, possibly during the time of David's son Absalom's rebellion. Either of those experiences would be a challenge to faith, and that is exactly why we need to study the verse today. David takes us from prayer to self-encouragement, to the causes of his trouble, to a profession of faith, to praising God, and finally, to courage and hope. And all this in one psalm. Our Lord Jesus spoke of courage. His positive words have helped me during some difficult times. Be of good cheer, or courage. I have overcome the world. Think back with me to the cowardly lion in the motion picture, The Wizard of Oz. Can you believe, one long weekend as an usher in a theater, I watched that movie over 20 times? I knew by heart the entire script, especially the lion's dialogue. Courage, courage, courage. I need courage. He wanted to see the wizard for one purpose, to become a courageous lion. We can have courage and hope when we belong to the overcomer. I was taken one day before a judge and chief detective of our local state troopers. Six of our boys had been in serious trouble. Our boys' home was in the formative stages, and we were still learning. These boys stole from a store in our little community, and I was fearful it would mean the death of the ranch ministry. Are you forcing Jesus on these boys? Was the question from the judge. It seems you need more controls out there and less religion, added the detective. We were in a tiny office, and it was so dark, I felt like it was incarceration and final judgment all combined. Only the Lord could give me the courage and expectation of success at that moment. I felt like Paul before King Agrippa, so I gave a positive witness for the Lord and said we would go back and improve the program. That was nearly 50 years ago. The judge and detective are now deceased. The boys are all adults. Our ministry has continued to grow and be blessed. I am convinced God is still delivering us each day and giving us courage and hope. How about you? Here are some great suggestions on staying strong. Number one, keep only cheerful friends. Grouches pull you down. Stay close to brothers and sisters in Christ. Number two, keep learning. Never let the brain be idle. Spend more time in the Word. Number three, laugh often and loud. Rejoice in the Lord always. Number four, tears happen. Even Jesus wept. Endure grief and move on. Number five, cherish your health. If it is good, maintain it. If it is unstable, improve it. If beyond help, see a doctor. The body is still the temple of God. Number six, don't take guilt trips. Take a trip to church and find the answer to guilt. And number seven, love people, love the Lord, love yourself, and remember life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. Benjamin Disraeli once said, I am prepared for the worst, but always hope for the best. I'm going to wrap up today's show right there as we end the 21st chapter of the Book of Hope. Hope you've enjoyed being with me today. Again, this is Dave Bailey Jr., the CEO of Ranch Hope, in our 60th year of serving children, youth, and families. Hope you enjoyed the music of Danny Gokey. And don't forget, today, if you're in the Salem County area, our senior luncheon at the Alloway Township Municipal Hall. That'll begin at noon today. It's always the third Thursday of every month here at the Alloway Township Municipal Building. Until tomorrow, my friends, be good, and especially do good, and do it all through Christ.
It was great to have you listen in with us today here on The Wondrous Story. And remember, you can listen in anytime to this show and previous shows by visiting the Ranch Hope website, ranchhope.org, and subscribing to our podcast. Perhaps you'd like to learn more information about a topic discussed on today's broadcast. Give us a call today at 888-514-1964. That's 888-514-1964. Or shoot us an email at info@ranchhope.org. Maybe you're seeking additional information about or ways to support our ministry to youth and families here in New Jersey. Again, visit our website, ranchhope.org. Like our Ranch Hope Facebook page or follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We want to thank you for your support of The Wondrous Story. It's by your support that we're able to continue sharing a message of hope and expectation of success.